jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Love God, Love His People. How's everybody doing out there? I hope great. I'm doing much better today than I was yesterday. I want to thank everybody for the prayers that they put on for me to get better, because it must have worked, because I'm a whole lot better and here with Trish today.
Hi everybody, we're so glad you're here today.
Yes, we are. And We're hoping you had a pretty good week, or a couple of weeks anyway, because we haven't talked in a couple of weeks. But we're going to now. Couple of announcements we just want to make. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have Trish pray for us first, and then we'll make our announcements. Okay?
All righty. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done for us, Father God, with this podcast. And we just ask that you bless the people that are listening to us and encourage them, Father God, and just help them to get what you want them to have in their heart from our podcast, Father. It is your podcast, not ours, but it's yours. And we just freely give it back to you in your hands, Father God, for you to do what you need to do. And Lord, we just ask that every need will be met, that if someone is sick, Father God, that you touch their body and they be made whole in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father, that provision, everything that they need will be provided, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we just cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we declare today that this is your podcast, and may you touch the hearts of the ones that listen and bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Trish, that was a wonderful prayer. And I just want to let everybody know that when people pray for you and get online from Can I Pray For You, and it really works. Look, Amen. It only took me one day, you know, and I'm back better than I was. Now, I do want to apologize if every once in a while you hear me cough. I've got a little bit of a cough, but hopefully we can get through all this and everything. We want to let everybody know that they can send us an email at lovegodlovehispeople@aol.com, and you can go to our website, which is lovegodlovehispeople.org. You can do several things there. And then we've got our two Facebook websites, Love God, Love His People, of course. And then we have also Can I Pray For You? And Trisha has been putting in a daily prayer every day that everybody can see. Right, Trish?
Well, it's called Words to Treasure. And it's Bible scriptures on different things that I read in the Bible, and it touches my heart. So I share it with everybody that's on Can I Pray For You and Love God, Love His People.
And I'm glad that she does that, because there's always people out there who needs prayer for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. There's never a day that goes by. There's never an hour that goes by. There's never a minute that goes by that there's somebody out there that doesn't see a prayer. And sometimes they will look on there and see that praying, and they're going, hey, they're praying for me. We may not be, but there's a lot of people that may need that same prayer.
Yeah, and the scriptures are something that we need to read every day and be encouraged by. And that's why I put a scripture out every day on both websites, or web pages.
Web pages, yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, there is something special we got coming up that we're coming up on our fourth year with the podcast here, which we want to thank each and every one of you for helping us get there.
Yes.
It's been a very successful podcast for God. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea of it, the for God part of it and everything,
that's,
you
know. Right.
We hear stories that, that people have been blessed and that people have been saved from listening to the podcast and using the website and our Facebook sites and everything. But here's the special thing. Coming up on our fourth year, we're wanting to know which of you want to be on our podcast.
You Absolutely.
Know? Yeah, we want to have normal people as guests on our podcast. We could probably go out there and bring some celebrities in and stuff like that, but that's not what we're about here, you know?
Yeah.
And we've had some really good guest hosts on our broadcast before, but send us an email at AOL at lovegodlovehispeople@AOL.com and let us know that you want to be a contributor on our podcast, and we'll leave us a phone number and we'll get back with you and we'll set a date and time up that's good for you. And that's what we're starting new this year. Well, one of the few things we're starting new.
Well, and everything that we do is to glorify God. And so we just encourage you to become more involved in our podcast. And if you feel led by God to be on the podcast, you know, we would be more than happy to have you and to share what God's done in your life or something he's put on your heart, whatever it is.
Exactly. And you know, our studio's in Harker Heights, and a lot of people go, well, that's a long way from where I live, especially people in South Africa. But what we can do, because we've discovered it before, is we can do phone interviews with people on the telephone. And have them on the show on the telephone if necessary. We'd rather have people in person, but if you can't, then let us know and we'll get you on a phone contact with us and everything.
And it does work because they did it for me when I was sick.
Yeah, and nobody really knew she wasn't here.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going toward, because we want to widen our grasp and widen our thoughts and get more people involved in this podcast, because it's a successful podcast, and you can tell people, hey, I have been on a successful podcast. Some other things that we'll let you know about is my book will be going to the publishers by the end of this next week, and yes, it'll take 3 to 4 weeks before it's published, but I will let everyone know where it's going to be and all that good fun stuff. And the other thing is that we're going to have our Easter podcast next time, right, Trish?
Yes. This podcast today leads up to that. And then the next podcast will be our Easter podcast. And I just think it's going to be a really good one.
Okay, great. Well, speaking of getting on with our podcast, let's go ahead and get on with it whenever you're ready, Trish.
Okay. All right. To begin today's podcast, I'd like to direct you to the Bible verses of John 13, 1 through 38. In these Bible verses, Jesus is washing the feet of his disciples. In this act, Jesus was serving and was showing sacrificial love for them. He was about to be crucified on a cross and made the ultimate sacrifice with his love. The disciples did not understand what was about to happen, but Jesus was setting an example for them. In John 13:15, Jesus tells the disciples, "I have set you an example that you should do and have done for you." As I was reading the scriptures, I had so many thoughts going through my mind. Judas was present for Jesus to wash his feet. Here's what my thoughts were. Judas at this point was heavily influenced, if not possessed by Satan. But I found Jesus' act of love for his disciples, including Judas, humbling and encouraging. What? Why? Because even though Jesus knew Judas was going to betray him, Jesus still served him. Jesus knew what was in Judas' heart, He knew the betrayal was coming. Jesus knew the anguish that was coming, the beatings, the scourging, the agonizing walk to Calvary, and the ultimate torture, the cross. Yet even in this moment of humbling himself, Jesus washed Judas' feet. This man Judas, destined in fulfilling the scriptures and prophecies about the suffering servant. Jesus humbled himself and served his greatest enemy. What was going through Judas's mind as the Lord Jesus knelt before his feet and served him? Did Judas already know that Jesus knew what he was about to do? I believe it had to be an awkward moment for Judas when Jesus said, "You are all clean, but not every one of you." All Judas could have been thinking was, "He knows, and he still is washing my feet." I wonder if their eyes met and if Judas had to look away. I wonder what was going through Jesus' mind as he bent over the dirty feet of Judas Iscariot and washed them with the water and wiped them with his towel. He was not only washing the feet of the man with a devilish heart, but also was about to become the biggest traitor in human history. He was washing one of his disciples whom he had chosen, whom he had taught and ministered to. Jesus had commissioned Judas and given him power to preach in his name, as he had done with the other disciples. Judas was there when Jesus calmed the storm, fed the 5,000, raised Lazarus from the dead, and still Judas was about to set into motion the event that God would use to bring about the death of his son for mankind. Jesus knew all about what Judas was going to do, and yet, John tells us in this verse, he loved his own disciples until the end, and his own included Judas Iscariot. Jesus dismisses Judas in verse 27 after announcing to the disciples that there was a traitor in their midst. Jesus could have removed Judas from the Passover meal sooner if he had wanted, but instead Jesus waited until he had washed Judas' feet along with the other disciples, as if to say, "You are still mine and I still love you." Jesus would go to the cross the next day and give his life, not only for the 11, but for Judas, his betrayer. It's hard for us, I think, to imagine a love like that. So Jesus taught the church through the washing of feet to sacrificially serve others, even in ways that we might think are beneath us. But his lesson is not only about our willingness to do a dirty task, but it's also about our willingness to love other people, even those who are unloving in return. If Jesus could wash the feet of those who would scatter from him, of one who would deny him, and even the one who betrayed him, in fact, if he can wash feet, then we can surely wash one another's feet in service and love those who desperately use us and persecute us and say all manner against us for his sake. I hope this lesson in humility and love teaches us all that we are to humbly serve all mankind, believers, unbelievers, and even our enemies.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to remind everybody that this is about love, pure love. And the biggest show of love, what was that? And that was the death of Jesus Christ. A man like God, well, a being like God who could end the life of his son, the one he loved so much, for the rest of the world. Now, is the rest of the world good? No, it's not. There are good and there are bad, but God says love everybody.
Well, in this particular story, to love and to serve the man that he knew, that Judas was, that he was going to betray him, he was at that point really an enemy. You know?
Well,
but at the same time, Judas had a fulfillment to make also that God used.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people down through history, they think Judas the betrayer, you know, and everything. And you know what? He was just part of the plan of God.
That's right.
You know, an integral part of it. God is such a brilliant being, you know. He doesn't walk up and say, plop, here, this is what we're going to do now, you know. Mm-hmm. Jesus himself knew of what was going on, you know. And he still washed those feet. And back in the day, that was something to wash somebody's feet because they wore sandals and they were always walking across the sand and the dirt and all this other kind of stuff.
Water, mud.
Right, right. So this was a big thing back then to show that kind of love in everything. But
well, and you have to understand that Peter denied him three times that night.
Right.
You know, and Judas betrayed him. Mm-hmm. But where were the other disciples? They all scattered. They left.
Exactly. But the ones we remember most are who?
Judas, Peter.
Those are the two that actually did something. But doesn't that sound like humanity? Really? Mm-hmm. You've got one or two guys that try to do something and maybe it's not so good, you know, and everything, and they try to hide from it, and then all the rest of them go, oh, no, I wasn't there.
Well, no. And it was the intentions of their heart. You know, Peter, you know, when Jesus told him, you will betray me before the rooster crows three times this night. And Peter's like, I will never leave you. I will never betray you. And then what happens?
Right,
you
right.
know? So his heart was with Jesus, but at the same time, fear got in there, and he did the very opposite of what he was going to tell Jesus.
Exactly, and fear does that.
Yes.
Fear does that nowadays. You know, we'll see something going on in the company, you know, something that's hurting the company, and we're going, oh, we're going to go, and we're going to take care of this. And then there's a memo put out that if anybody knows anything about this company, well, fear sets in. And they think, mm-hmm. oh, if I go talk about this, I'm going to get fired. You know, that's the same kind of fear that they were feeling back then.
Only they would have died.
Yes.
I mean, you know, oh, this is one of Jesus' followers. Let's just, you know, take care of him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So.
Exactly. But what we're building up to in the Easter service is one word, L-O-V-E, okay? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people nowadays misinterpret that word in a lot of ways, you know? When you say love everybody, you know, they'll go, well, I do love everybody. Well, not so much him, but, you know. Well, that's not what God says. No matter what somebody does to you, okay? No matter how they act around you, you have to show love toward them,
yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
You can't show the evilness of the human nature, you know? Kids learn it early. They're called bullies.
Yeah.
You know? And according to the news these days, they're learning it really well.
Yeah, but I wonder where they learn it from.
Well, that's just the whole thing. Where do they learn it from?
Yeah.
They're not learning it from church, are they?
No.
No.
They're learning it from examples in their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's a teacher, whether it's their parents, whether it's their siblings, they're learning it from someone that's actually doing it.
Well, a lot of them has to be their siblings because these siblings aren't going to church and they're not learning what they should be learning. And they're going to school and they figured, I'm bigger than everybody else, so whoever doesn't be nice to me, I'm going to pick on them. You know?
Yeah, but I've also seen teachers at school that pick on kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it's just the kids.
So that's what I was saying. You know, it just kind of rolls downhill a lot.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, probably on that. But the other thing that we're seeing in some of the colleges now mm-hmm. is it's a revival. The country's waking up. people believe this or not, but there's actually celebrities that are going out there and telling people they love God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You know, these same celebrities who way before wouldn't say, oh, I can't, this is entertainment, I'm not going to mention religion. Well, now they're all doing it. There's a religious revival going on across the country.
That's right.
And
well, actually across the world.
Well, exactly.
Because they had a revival in Israel where everybody was together praising God. And there was some other places in, there was a place in Africa where it broke out. So the Holy Spirit is moving upon the face of the earth.
Yes, it is. But also the same thing that's moving too is evil. We're closer than we've ever been to World War III, you know? Again, we talked about God's plan, you know? He not only had a plan for Jesus, and he not also had a plan for the two disciples, he has a plan for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And what we have to do, no matter what happens, we have to trust God knows what he's doing.
That's right.
We have to.
Mm-hmm. And we have to trust his word, and we have to trust what he's doing.
Exactly. Like back in the, when Daniel was in the lion's den, you know? Lions bite. These were wild lions.
They were hungry. Yeah.
But God protected him.
That's right.
And God is going to protect us. And here's the thing that's wonderful. If you've accepted God as your Lord and Savior, and Jesus is your Lord and Savior, no matter what happens, you're going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Going to the best place. Mm-hmm. You know?
But I think the story in the Bible that talks about the king that threw the three men into the furnace, and when he looked into the furnace, he saw four, and it was Jesus that was walking with those three. And they came out, and they didn't even smell like fire or wood or any of that, and they weren't hurt in any way.
Exactly. And do you know what you people are that has accepted God and Jesus? Do you know what you are? You're disciples. Okay? You're disciples of God. You are to go out there and talk about God. Mm-hmm. And especially right now, that's one of the easiest things you can do. People really, really are listening now. Okay?
One person a day.
Exactly.
Just one a day.
Exactly. Well, Tricia, it could be if you turn one person to God and Jesus in your lifetime, mm-hmm. that's all you're expected. Mm-hmm. But just think about that, you know? All you have to do is go out there and show a little love. What is some love, Tricia? Think things that are love.
Things that are love. Well, kind words, helping someone through a difficult time, or just helping them put groceries in their car.
Or a smile across the room.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have to do anything with money. A lot of people go, well, I want to show love, but I can't afford it.
Well, kindness is free.
Exactly.
And
so is love.
And love is free. And so you don't have to do anything except just show them Jesus' love.
But if you do feed somebody out there, or you spend money on people out there because of love, okay, that's a blessing. And God will take care of you for that blessing. Trust me.
Yes.
I know about blessings, okay? My whole entire life knows about blessings. And when I've showed things to God, he has also taken care of me, and he always will.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter. No, if you're supporting him and it's taking money out of your pocket, he's going to put that money back.
Yes.
You know? And other people are going to go, see that guy over there? He must have been a Christian because he bought me lunch, you know? But what we want to point out is giving a blessing can cost you nothing. When you see somebody that seems to be sad, smile at them. Or say, God loves you. Or say, I want to put a blessing on your life right now. Let me pray with you. There's just a lot of stuff that we can do.
Amen. Just be led by the Spirit. You know, if you feel like you need to do something, do it. If you feel like you need to say something, say it. You know, sometimes you just don't have to say a word. You can just hug someone or smile at them or whatever.
Exactly. Just showing the kindness out of your heart develops into love, and you have no idea what's going on in that person's life that you just changed.
Absolutely.
You may have saved their life. You know, they may have been contemplating suicide, going to get the stuff to do it with, and you saw them and you made a change. That's just flat incredible.
Well, we have these little pennies at our church, and the middle of them is a cross. And we hand those out to people. Or you can, you know, leave one on a counter, or you can leave one on a table if you go out to eat. I'm not saying don't tip anybody. I'm saying you can leave one of those pennies and leave a good tip. But give them that penny and tell them, I just want you to have this to remind you that Jesus loves you so much that he died on the cross for you.
Exactly. And that's what's going to be happening our next podcast. We hope everybody is going to have a great Easter, and we hope everybody had a good St. Patrick's Day. Did anybody get pinched out there for not wearing green? Well, anyway, that's kind of just fun stuff. But anyway, I think right now I'm going to ask Trish to go ahead and say the prayer for us. But before she does, I want to remind you, our email address is love God, love his people at AOL.com. And our two Facebook sites are Love God, Love His People and Can I Pray For You? And also, too, our website is lovegodlovehispeople.org. And let us know that you want to be on the show. Okay, Trish, go ahead.
All right. We're going to say the sinner's prayer. And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, just repeat after me, and we will go from there. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I know that I am a sinner.
I know that I am a sinner.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead.
I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead.
I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life.
I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life.
I want to trust and follow you.
I want to trust and follow you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo-woo! If you've said that prayer, welcome to the family of God.
Yes, you are. And if you're new to all this, call us and say, hey, I'm new, and help me out and give me some ideas and whatever you need. We're here, people.
And I would like to suggest that if you said that prayer, then go find you the church that God wants you to be in to use you in a mighty way and become the best person in Christ that you can become.
And I want to tell you this, he doesn't just use you once either.
No.
No, when you become a loyal servant, he uses you all the time.
Yep.
Because he knows he can trust you.
That's right.
Okay, Trish. Well, I think this was a pretty great show. And let everybody out there that you know that this is a good program and give it a listen. And until next time on Love God, Love His People.
Knowing life will be found when love can be loud, 'cause love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. God.